Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Come and get a free consultation from the implant and Invisalign experts like I did and start the year right with a healthy smile. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Demi Lovato will be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. That broke this morning. Not that it does anything for me. Cute girl, whatever. I don't know. It's not, it's just Demi. It's more of a kiddie or a teenage act that's performing. Just wish you would have gotten somebody that's a little bit more, I don't know, more, let's say, reaching out to all audiences. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that almost everyone can identify, like Adele. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like that. That to me would have been cool. Demi Lovato is pop music, bubblegum music that most adults aren't listening to. You know? I don't know. Maybe Bill's one of the few adults that listens to Demi Lovato. I think Bill has Demi Lovato in his car. I think he has her entire catalog, and he jams it on a consistent basis. Get me somebody a little bit more mainstream than Demi Lovato. What names would you consider mainstream that everybody can kind of identify with, young and old? Like when they did Whitney Houston, I mean, Whitney Houston's everybody. And congratulations to her getting into the Rock Hall of Fame. But, you know, just give me somebody that, and I get nothing against her personally. She can sing. She's a nice looking girl, all that good stuff. She is a star in her own right. But, you know, it's kind of like, what's the name of this girl that's really pretty that was going out with Justin Bieber? What's her name? She had all the substance abuse issues, too. Selena. That I get it, but again, kind of a kiddie type thing. You know, get me Justin Timberlake. Get me. Trying to think of the London guy, R&B guy. Damn it. What's his name? Oh, I'm brain farting now. Oh, he's so good too, man. He recently came here. He was at the Fillmore. Oh, God, now I'm forgetting his name, but you know what I'm talking about. London is his last name, if I'm correct. R&B guy with the piano, married to Christy Teigen. Yeah, I can remember Christy, right? I can remember his last name. I can remember he was at the Fillmore. But I got the brain fart now, and I can't get his first name. Anyway, but somebody like that. Lovato's nice. I think you could do a little better than that. That's all. It's kind of like the halftime show will be sexy. You'll have every man watching because it's Shakira and J-Lo. Right? But musically, I remember I was at the Lionel Richie concert with the wife, and we were talking. I don't know. We were talking music and a couple people there or whatever, and J-Lo came up, and some lady that was next to my wife says, "Oh, she's so amazing, all this and that." But then I looked at her and I go, "Yeah, I'm sure it's a great show. But you're not really going there to go see a great singer. That's not what you go see J-Lo for. You go to see the show, the looks, the performance, all of that. Not really because you're wowed by an incredible voice or anything like that." I think she got a little insulted on that. But sorry. I guess she was a big fan of J-Lo and all that. But really, are we going to a J-Lo concert because we're there to get wowed by the vocal talent? I just don't think so.
No.
No, it's a nice voice and all that. It's kind of like Janet Jackson. Great music, a lot of hits. But it's not like you're going there because you're going to get wowed like when you see Whitney Houston or Adele or Pat Benatar or Ann Wilson or a slew of other like badass singers that I can mention, you know, over the years. You know what I'm saying? And when you when you're going there, it's you're going to see the talent, not the talent. Know what I'm saying? So that's where I would just say, you know, I saw the news and I was like, eh. And I think that's what most of adult America said when Demi Lovato was announced as the singer of the national anthem. Adults were like, eh. I'm sure teenagers and kiddies were, you know, probably excited and they'll be, you know, tweeting about it and TikToking it, I guess. Whatever. 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the program as we take you, of course, till about 3 o'clock.